Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll start with the Yankees because things not going good for them either. They led 3-0 like the Mets did, and then all of a sudden they weren't. Carlos Rodon goes 6 really good innings, 88 pitches. Then you bring in the bullpen and things got away from them.
Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit down into left field corner. All kinds of trouble. Fair ball. Yep. Stevenson scores. Hines right behind him. Here comes Trevino. And Trevino slides in there safely. A bases clearing double ties the score at 3-3.
That's got to be sweet for Trevino, huh?
I would say so.
I would think so.
Susan's pregame interview the other night. So he's enjoying his time in Cincinnati. It was Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. Now, so 3-0, now 3-3. Push it ahead into the bottom of the 11th. The Yankees had a lead. The Reds tied it on a Spencer Steer RBI single, and then it was Gavin Lux.
5 infielders, 4 on the right side. Here's a 2-1 to Lux. The pitch, swing on, line drive, center field, base hit. De La Cruz walks home. Cincinnati wins 5-4.
You know what? Here's the one thing I noticed watching these games, and I never really thought about it until last night. Do you know where they have Pete Rose's jersey hung up?
I don't.
Do you know?
No, I've never been there.
All right, but you watch games.
So, I did not watch.
And normally when you watch games, like you'll see numbers out on the wall or whatever and whatever. The Pete Rose jersey is in foul territory down the left field line. It's in the corner. You can't even see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just silly at this point. We've gone over this.
People in Cincinnati and the Reds honored him. They love him, and they took care of him. And obviously, you know, now since his death, maybe he'll get into the Hall of Fame. And
coming up at 6:45, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
No. I was just pointing out like where they put his jersey. No, it's in foul territory.
Yeah.
Is that sending a message?
I don't know. Mm. Because they've welcomed him back there. They had a Pete Rose.
Of course
day
they did.
In Cincinnati.
And they should have. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
You know anything about loose bodies?
No, but I know it's a 7-millimeter loose body.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a grain of sand running around in his elbow. He'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Now it's just a loose body, not loose bodies.
Right.
It's a 7-millimeter loose body. Okay.
Here's Aaron Judge.
One more thing on the Pete Rose. We didn't get to this yesterday, but Al had on the show sheet that A-Rod said that if Pete Rose was in the Hall of Fame, would have lived another 5 years or something. That's just self-serving for A-Rod. Because A-Rod just saying, like, you better start honoring me or I'm going to die early. That has nothing to do with how he feels about Pete Rose. He's just telling everybody, I will die if you don't start putting me into things.
Come on.
A-Rod is not looking at that yet. Could he?
Yeah, he is.
How old is A-Rod? 48?
Whatever. He's right. Just telling you, when I get up to like 70-something, I'm going to die when I could have lived to 85.
Because
you idiots didn't honor me enough. I didn't get into Hall of Fames, didn't get the Monument Park, didn't get into anything.
Well, he had a weird, like, go-away day in the rain.
Yeah, that was very weird.
We've said this before, I was at Citi Field the same night. It was gorgeous out. And, like, 6 miles away, the monsoon over Yankee Stadium as he was getting his, the gifts they were giving him.
Send-away day.
Yeah, that was not a good night for him. Anyhow, it was, but it wasn't. Jazz Chisholm was ejected in this game in between innings in the 9th for a called strike on a 2-0 count. On a pitch there. The Yankees have lost 9 of 12. Max Fried, Brady Singer will go tonight. As for those Mets and the loose bodies, you're talking about Sean Manaea. We'll get to him later. But in terms of the game, so you had Frankie Montas makes his Met debut. He goes out there, gives you 5 scoreless innings. The Mets are leading 3-0. All is good. Then enter Waskar Brazoban.
It's not just Brazoban. It's this entire Mets pitching staff. And that's low ball 4. I say Castillo up in the bullpen, and that's ball 4. So back-to-back walks by Brazoban to start this 6th inning. And he misses badly to change up the ball four. Three straight walks have loaded the bases with nobody out.
And they all scored.
See, this is the thing that makes you want to throw up.
Yes. Yes, it does. I would agree with you. And before you would blink, the Braves had themselves a lead.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to right field. That's a base hit. White is in. Harris around third. He's coming home to score. Going first to third is Allen. And on at first with a two-run single is Matt Olson. Five runs are in for the Braves.
And that's Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. A 5-3.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. No matter who plays first base for the Braves, they just kill us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put Pete Alonso down there and he played first base for the Braves, he'd probably have like 20 home runs against the Mets.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Potentially. The Braves now 4 games under .500 as they are crawling their way back, 37-41. The Mets have lost 10 of 11, now 46-34. Here's Carlos Mendoza first. What was the issue with Brazoban?
He couldn't finish them. Missing glove side, the changeup a few times, ball out of the hand. So he's been really, really good for us.
But not last night. He was awful.
Had a good lower half, though.
Good lower half, ball out of the hand, yes. And then they did get Francisco Lindor up in the ninth inning, representing the tying run. Couple of guys on. He grounded out weakly to second base. 0-for-5.
You know, it's amazing with the Mets, Jerry.
Yeah,
when they play the Braves,
they suck.
The Braves just wipe them out.
Yep.
But before they opened their series with the Braves the first time this year, they lost to Colorado 10-1. Then they swept the Mets, and then they lost 2 of 3 to Miami.
Yep. But they love the Mets.
And then they played the Mets, and then they won 2 of the first 4 in this series.
Correct. Clay Holmes makes the start tonight on Mets Odyssey Radio.
Well, it's been going on for 30 years now.
But, I mean, like, there should be a psychological.
You can change the names.
change the practice facility. It's the same stuff year in, year out.
I mean, you have 2 of the worst teams in baseball that won 3 games from them.
And what happened with your daughter again? A zoo was in my ear.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I really thought when the Mets won that first part of the doubleheader in September that this was over. No, it is not over. No. Sean Manaea, you guys discussing this at length. Cortisone injection Monday, expects to return to his minor league rehab assignment July 1 or 2. If that goes well, could potentially debut 5 or 6 days after that. So we could be looking at July 6th or 7th.
They're shooting him up. Love to see it. Get him out there. Bob Baffert style.
I suppose so. We do have the NBA draft tonight.
Now
the Hawks acquired Kristaps Porzingis, so the Celtics are wheeling and dealing. They send him in a 3-team trade to the Hawks. The Nets are involved
in this. Is virus coming with them, too?
Potentially. So now this is Drew Holiday and Porzingis.
Correct.
That they have traded.
Yep.
Trying to save some money here.
Mm-hmm.
New ownership looking at what they're going to have to pay. They're big stars, and unfortunately for them, Jason Tatum is going to miss next year.
Terrence Mann and Atlanta's first-round pick go to the Nets. So the Nets pick at 8, 19, 22, 26, and 27. A lot of people wondering.
Or they trade all those picks to get Giannis.
Or move up in the draft. We'll see. Maybe Giannis. Here's Cooper Flagg. He's excited, likely to be going to Dallas tonight.
Situation that, you know, is able to win. Be on a team surrounded by, you know, a ton of incredible players and people that have, you know, had careers like they've had. I think it'll be a really great experience if that does happen.
I mean, double dribble by Cooper Flagg on this replay.
You really want them to call that?
Yeah, no way.
Are they going to call that on him in the NBA? No way, right?
Not a chance.
And by the way, the rest of the Eastern Conference, trading guys, getting ready for the season. know, we have a draft tonight, and the Knicks don't have a coach.
That's true.
It is insane.
Or a pick.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
You understand that?
We all do understand that part, but yes.
So I'll leave you with a couple of things here. One, Kyrie Irving going to decline his $43 million option for next season, instead opting to sign a three-year $119 million deal to stay all in Dallas. Okay. And the NBA champion Thunder had their parade in Oklahoma City. So News on 6 covered this. Leanne Taylor, I guess she's a reporter for them. She was quite excited to be there and to be a part of all of it.
And here comes another Thunder bus. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's Isaiah right in the crowd. He's doing his little dance. Oh, that looks fantastic. I am about to fall off this ramp. I promise you.
Right, that seems fine, right? Okay, not a big deal. Hey, guys, look at me. Hello.
Right here, right here, right here. Right here, right here, right here. Right here. Oh, I'm within this. I'm right here. I'm right here.
She wanted that.
Jacob right there, guys.
She wanted that Don Julio 1942 that he was walking around with.
Well, what you didn't see, because it's audio, is that she pulled her shirt off while
she
I was going
not,
on.
No, she
right
didn't.
Here. She did. Look at him.
She did not do that.
My boys! Over here!
At one point, she was joined by, I guess, another reporter, Robin Marsh, as they see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I think it's SGA.
Is it SGA?
It is. He's right behind the porta potty. There he is. SGA. Oh, my gosh. Robin!
Oh, my God. I mean, it's so small town. It is just
have some self-respect.
You know, good for them.
Yeah, and I was happy for Isaiah, though.
Hartenstein.
Yeah, I was happy for him. Man.
Coming up next hour, I will have audio from Aaron Rodgers, who was on Pat McAfee, because he just doesn't go away, although he says he's going to for 6 weeks. All right, we'll get to that. Also, Matt Martin officially announces his retirement, but will work with the organization.
No, he's going to be a special assistant to their new GM, Matthew Darsh. And I think I would say this morning would be his first day on the job. And I think the first thing he's going to go in there and say is, we got to get rid of Casey Cizikas.
Yeah, guys have been dragging us down for years.
Let's just get rid of him.
Just a bad locker room presence, too.
Right. No, but actually, I'm very happy for him. And I know that John Ledecky was hoping this was going to happen. And certainly, we're all happy, and good for him. And it's a way to stay in the game and do what you want to do. And the one thing I will say, since I've met Matt and talked a lot of hockey with him, the guy knows what he's doing. So hopefully this will be a really good start to the next chapter of his life.
Watching Matt do the things that he's doing with small children.
Yeah.
That's right. And I hear that... Winnipeg, if this goes well, is interested in him being the general manager up there. So everybody boom pa and go visit Winnipeg, the Twins.
Sydney's not going to allow that to happen.
To Winnipeg. It's a general manager job, though. I mean, come on, you can't turn that down.
Sydney kind of runs the NHL. No, but this is a great start for Matt, in all seriousness, and I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy for the Islanders and their future, because I think he really understands hockey better than people, because he's so quiet, you wouldn't even know it. But when you sit there and you talk to him about all the aspects of hockey, from salary cap to players, playing type, you know, he's played with everybody from Steven Stamkos to Matthew Barzal and everybody in between. So these are, and Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews. So he's been around some great players, some great coaches, and, I think he'll be a great fit for the Islanders.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.